Hi, my name is Helen, and I'm a volunteer tour guide here at the Brunel Museum. These small plates in front of you, with images of Mark Brunel and the tunnel's entrances, are representative of the sorts of objects that had been on sale in the Thames Tunnel itself in the mid-1800s, when it became one big underwater souvenir shop, sort of like an underwater Covent Garden of the day. The plates were made in Sunderland, northeast England, a collaborative effort by two different potteries. In the 1700s, printed ceramics were far more expensive than plain ceramics, but by the 1840s, the cost of printing had dropped significantly, with printed ceramics such as these in front of you becoming accessible to the masses for the very first time. I'd like to invite you to look more closely at the small plate with the blue rim. You'll see it surrounded by the alphabet in a style known as ABC ware, which was produced specifically for children. Contemporaries of the 1800s believed children's pottery had an important educational role. Eliza Cook, an advocate for improving the social conditions of the working class and a prominent women's rights activist, wrote in 1849 that, unlike old master paintings, which were unique, distant, and frankly hard to understand for the working class, things like jugs, cups, and plates, which were reproduced in large numbers and were used daily in common people's homes, could become what she called an agent of civilization. In essence, Ms. Cook believed crockery could push children towards a love of art, inspire excellence, and instill moral virtues, awakening, and I quote, the powers and capabilities of the masses, end quote. These images on display of Brunel and the tunnel are likely intended to engage children in the same way and to spur them on to great things in the future.